Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
On DAB+, online, via the TalkSport app, and on your smart speaker.
Exclusive international cricket live. The West Indies versus England.
Oh my goodness, what a shot. And the runs are flowing.
On TalkSport 2.
Hey everybody, welcome. The fifth day of the second test match from Barbados, West Indies and England, of course. It's been a hard old slog on a dead old pitch, but the players have produced little bursts of magic, notably Ben Stokes with an innings that, well, none of us will ever forget. Jack Leach sticking at it yesterday and finishing with three for, having bowled all but 70 overs. Craig Brathwaite, the West Indies captain, hanging in there for what, more than 450 balls, 489 to be precise. So yes, there's been stuff to enjoy, but boy, it's been hard work for anybody to break free of the shackles of the surface on which they're playing. Welcome, we hope that you enjoy. Jade Dernbach is with me. Two away, Neil Manthorpe. How it works in this room is Nicholas Manthorpe, Dernbach, Tudor, absent, vacant desk, Kimber, Gough, no idea. So that's the format for today. Jade, realistically, it's obviously possible for England to set up a victory, but it needs a bit of imagination.
Yeah, there's a couple of ways this day could go. All of which depend on a good start from England, of course, with the bat. The West Indies take a few wickets early on. It could force our hand a little bit. Or do we push the boat out, try and go for a victory, as you say, score some quick runs and then put pressure on the West Indies batting lineup? It's difficult to see that, bearing in mind it took us 190 overs to bowl them out in the previous inning. So to do that in two and a bit sessions is highly unlikely, I'd assume.
I hear that Mark Butcher is with us. Butch.
Morning, gents. Or afternoon, where you are, I guess.
Afternoon, where we are. We've seen a bit of you on this big monitor here. You've just been talking about the pitch. What do you make of it?
Not been wildly complimentary about it, it has to be said.
Good.
Look, there are some, you know, there has been increased turn from day two up until the end of day four. The degrees of turn extracted have grown, as you would expect, really. I mean, the sun's been beating down. It is very dry. It is very abrasive on the surface. It's just been so lacking in any sort of pace. You just haven't been able to get through batters on any sort of regular basis. Now, we've all seen pitches that you get to the sort of end of day four, and there were some deliveries that really turned sharply last night, and then into day five, and all of a sudden it's unrecognisable from what's gone before. I think that's unlikely to be the case today, but we live in hope, don't we?
Well, I'm glad to hear you haven't been complimenting it, because it's a shocker, as it was in Antigua, and it's really no good for anybody, least of all West Indies cricket. It's a false economy to say we want a match to last 5 days. All you want from a cricket match is a good balance between bat and ball and an exciting contest. Butch, I have to leave you now because I'm handing over to Neil Manthorpe, but I gather you're hanging on to do some commentary with us today. Great to hear your voice, mate. Here's Neil Manthorpe.
Thank you very much indeed, Mark, Nicholas. It's slightly peculiar having Butch back in the summariser's seat. It feels like meeting one of your old school teachers in the supermarket after you've left, and you don't know whether to call him sir or not.
Morning, man. No, Butch will do.
Well, you've been so good as a ball by ball, you know, one of us. But now you're back in the master's seat. Here is Vasami Pomol. First delivery, pushed away defensively out on the onside, and there's no run. 40 without loss, England. Here's Pomol once again. Sorry, Butch. And that's slog sweep from Alex Lees. He tried it in the first over, and he's holed out to deep mid-wicket. Alzari Joseph has taken the catch. Alex Lees has perished in pursuit of quick runs. Second time he's tried to play the slog sweep. He missed the first one, and he didn't quite get the second one as he intended. The West Indies had the man in position, and Alex Lees has gone. England lose their first wicket.
Pomol now to Joe Root. Down the pitch comes Root. Lovely little shimmy. Nails it over the head of the tall man at mid-on. Four more for England. Back-to-back boundaries. What do they lead? What do they need, Butch? 90 more?
Yeah, I reckon. 240, 250 in as many overs as you can possibly get. I don't think there's any chance that the West Indies will go for them. But of course, when you're setting up the declaration, you don't want to leave them something whereby one streaky innings can take the game away from you. So that's what they'll be looking to do.
So you actually, here's Pomol again, and now Root goes to sweep, gets a top edge, and he's out. Caught at mid-wicket, running in. He didn't quite get enough of it. Quite a good delivery, actually, from Pomol. He held it back a bit, and Root with that slog sweep that served him so well in Sri Lanka and India last year, and at times in his first innings here, perishes.
Yeah, and I think that gives you an indication of just how difficult it will be for the West Indies to try and come out and go at something around about 3.5-4 runs per over. Joe Root is a magnificent player of spin, magnificent player of that sweep shot. And that ball just stood up on him a little bit. He perhaps didn't execute it as well as he normally would do. He didn't get the back knee down on the ground and really anchor himself. And therefore was slightly off balance when he made contact.
Joseph again now. Oh, that's a cracking stroke, really. As good as anything you'll ever see. On the up by Zach Crawley, leaning on it and just thumping it through extra cover.
He's a quite wonderful player on the eye when he's in full swing, and that was a beautiful shot from Zach Crawley. On the up, extra cover drive, using all those levers you were talking about earlier, Mark. That's what you want to see from Zach Crawley at the top of the innings. Dominating the bowling. Yes, it is a friendly pitch, but you still got to put those bad balls away.
And now he goes on the hook. Has he got enough of it? Oh, what a good catch that is. Jaden Seals, wow, he made some ground. And threw himself forward, plucking it off the turf. Pity, because Crawley was going nicely.
That's a fantastic catch running around from fine leg. Top of the bat, he's gone for the pull shot. And the fine leg man has had to make some distance in, make some ground in and diving forward. It's a wonderful catch from Seals.
Let's see what Roach will do as he comes in and bowls to Stokes again. Wide again, and Stokes is hitting this over cover. That's gone into the boundary like a bullet for four. That's Ben Stokes at his best. They've changed the field up. They've moved the slip. He's now at a sweeper position as Roach bowls and Stokes comes across his stumps and swings his high, hard and handsome for six. Over mid-wicket into the Greenwich and Haynes stand. And that pair of illustrious cricketers we'll look on at that shot and say, wow, not bad.
Not bad at all. Took on the fielder in the deep, Jimin Blackwood, and he would have thought for a split second that he had an opportunity, but just had to watch it seal over his head. So 10 runs in two balls from Ben Stokes, and this is the acceleration that England were looking for, and who to deliver but Ben Stokes.
I tell you what, the scoring rate is just a fraction under 4 runs and over overall, but today closer to 5.5 in the play that we've had. Oh, Dan Lawrence has heaved this one from Alzari Joseph straight over deep mid wicket for six. It's an extraordinary pickup pull shot over mid wicket. It honestly looked premeditated.
Yeah, I think he's set his stool out here. Dan Lawrence has just opened up that front side. And a ball just back of a length. He's just flat batted over the mid-wicket boundary for six. Comfortably for six, one must add. So he's certainly showing intent here. Lovely to see from Dan Lawrence.
That's just back of a length and fairly wide outside the off stump. And it's chopped away towards Jermaine Blackwood at backward point. And they scamper through for another quick single. Lawrence is 12 off 12. He did exactly the same thing in Antigua, scoring at a run a ball in the third innings to set up the declaration, and there is more rain. Showers were predicted throughout the course of the day, and we said before or during the last one that that nowhere in the world are the players off the field for a shorter period of time than in the Caribbean, particularly it seems to me Barbados. The ground staff got the one canvas cover on to cover the playing surface, and it's a very sharp shower, as in very heavy, because mostly the England supporters just haven't bothered moving. They're just going to sit there and it cools them down. But on this occasion, it's really heavy, and they don't obviously want to get drenched. So they're heading for cover under the stands of the roof. England 107 for the loss of three wickets. That first innings lead of 96, so they're pretty well placed. Dan Lawrence on 12, Ben Stokes on 18.
Exclusive international cricket live, the West Indies versus England on Talk Sport 2.
England are 202 runs ahead. Play's about to get underway again at the Kensington Oval. And to take us through, well, I'm not sure what time lunch is delayed to, but I know a man who will. Either one of them will know. Steve Harmison and Barry Wilkinson.
The lead is 203. Lunch is now in another hour, gentlemen. So if you're hungry, the ear's going to have to wait. Steve Harmison.
Yeah, I'm always hungry. I'm starving. No, it's been a good morning from England point of view. There's been a lot of selfless cricket played. Alex Lees came out intent, along with a good innings from Zach Crawley, and then obviously Joe Root. Ben Stokes and Dan Lawrence have kept this going. Start of the day, England were obviously 136 ahead, I think, in Antigua, 153 ahead, looking to force and change the game. They set 286 off 71 in Antigua. They might need something similar from an overs point of view. Maybe it's not as much. I think there's a bit more in this wicket than there was in Antigua. So I would imagine they're the number crunching what's going on inside the England dressing room. They won't want any more in.
Roach in again, and this time Stokes is driving straight to Craig Brathen at cover, and he's out caught. That happened so easily. It was wide again. Stokes reached for it, drove it straight to the captain, and he's gone. 110 for four.
Yeah, wits from Keemon Roach. He's trying to bowl wider, trying to hide the ball, and Ben Stokes has got the lower part of the bat. He's got a good piece of it, to be fair. Wide, it would have been, if you imagine the wide line in a T20 or a 50-over game, it would have been sort of halfway split between that and the outside line. It was really wide of outside off stump. Stokes batting on off stump, and he's got a piece of it, but he's hit it straight to the only man that's inside the boundary, inside the 30-yard circle. Every single other player is on the boundary. So, you know, position point of view, Craig Brathwaite got it spot on, the angle that he needed to be. And Johnny Bairstow comes out 55 minutes before the lunch break with positive intent and hopefully trying to get England in a position to declare and give them a chance to win the game.
This one is edge down to fine leg, came off the inside portion of the bat, and it's going to be for a rear boundary, but that was hit so quickly in terms of how it came off that inside edge. It was way, way, way past the keeper. He had no chance of stopping that. And it was just too fine for Seals, who was on the final boundary, or for the man at third man, to even dare to get it. A lucky boundary there for the England side. And they go to 125 now for four to go up to 221 with the lead. Here he comes with again. And this time he's bowling to Lawrence on 23. And Lawrence this time is getting a full delivery outside the line. The all stump. It's a full toss almost. That's a gift. And it's gone into the boundary, just in the middle between a backward point and a third man area. That was indeed a gift when Christmas has gone since December, there from Jason Holder. Full outside the line, the all stump, and he could have put that anywhere, and he chose the right place.
That's a good shot.
Joseph now with new over and balls. This one is flicked away. That's a beautiful shot from Johnny Bairstow. It's gone for six over backward square. He picked it up so nicely off of Alzari Joseph. There's still six, takes him to 17 and the lead to 235.
That's a gift. That is a gift. Half volley on leg stump, 140 kilometres an hour. Wind going with the wind. Johnny Bairstow's just picked it up. Clip, didn't try and hit it too hard, used the pace of the ball and just eased it into the air and let the Barbados wind take it into the Greenwich handstand. Fantastic shot. Six off the first ball, pressure on the bowler.
Here he comes again and bowls, and Bairstow hits it straight down the ground. Bang! Six more! Just in the middle of the World Weeks and Walcott stand. This is T20 stuff from Johnny Bairstow. He's loving it. The lead now, 241.
32 minutes to go before lunch. I think a 10-minute change of innings. Could England have 10 minutes, or will England want to keep the overs in the game? England could potentially declare at lunch, and that means there'll be no overs lost in the match. England might want to think that, even though that's not what captains do, they might have to do that in this scenario.
Joe Root, you can see him tapping his fingers on the bench, perhaps saying he'll declare at 250. I think he's definitely going to want a ball before. It looks to me, the way he's looking and talking to Marcus Trzaskowski, it looks to me that they're thinking about declaring any minute now.
Yeah, I think they would like 10 minutes before lunch, and I think that might not be a bad shout. 248 in front. I think we might have one more over here. I really do. I think we might just have one more over. It's 30 minutes before the break. England have one more over, and if they have a big over, I think that might be enough for Joe Root to walk off. That would give them 67 overs. And if they could get a 10 or a 12 off the over, you're looking at 260 off 67. That would be, or 68. And I think, you know what, that would be a good declaration from an England point of view. Yeah, I think 68 overs is a number that I still think it gives you a good crack, two good cracks if somebody puts a partnership together.
Well, Seals bowls that and is swat in the air, over long on, into the crowd, six more. The 250 lead comes up as Lawrence smacks that for his first six of the innings. He goes to 35. This is exciting cricket. Alex Tudor was wondering if you were going to see something exciting today. Well, he's asked for it, and they have obliged. England making a big game of this. The lead is 254, and we are seeing some cricket from England that we haven't seen before. They're trying to get, 260, 270, and I think we might see the declaration soon. And passes the umpire now and bowls to Bairstow. And Bairstow's driving in the air. Chance for catch taken by Kemar Roach at that long off position. And Bairstow goes with England now, 257 run lead.
We're wondering whether the declaration will come before this late lunch after some morning rain. So lunch due to be taken 4:45 English time, 16 minutes away. Jaden Seals bowl wide and Lawrence plays a sort of half Kevin Peterson, half MS Dhoni shot, and it goes out too long off, and I think it's been caught by the response from the fielder. Is that right? Catch taken? No.
Yeah, it was taken. He's out. I mean, the camera operator got so confused by the shot, they went out to deep point looking for it. But yeah, I think he's hit that down long on throat, and Alzari Joseph has taken the catch there.
No, the ground staff have got the covers out again. Oh, and they're wrapped up, really wrapped up in their green, yellow and blue macs. So that will be an early lunch as the sheets are being bored on here. And there's a bit of drizzle. We've had these squalls, these showers throughout the day, and that's frustrating. And yesterday, actually, we had quite a lot of delays, which took play a little later into the evening. The problem in Barbados is the light suddenly goes. You know, you feel absolutely fine playing, and then all of a sudden it's really dark. So West Indies come gently off the field, no rush. Lunch will certainly be taken early. I think, Jade, though, if we were to summarise the morning at large, we would probably say England have done well to get themselves in this position. We would have liked them to take advantage of it 10 minutes earlier than they did.
Mark, I think the opportunity to come out, score some quick runs, move the game forward, England certainly did that, and we saw that from the intent Lees and Crawley came out with. Crawley played quite wonderfully for 40 runs of 68 deliveries, and so did Dan Lawrence. He also scored some good runs, so it's good to see him in some fine form. But as you said, we went from a period of accelerating the run rate and putting England in a position to be able to declare to the game just sort of petering out to a quiet close, let's say, with a rain delay here.
Lees made 24, Crawley 40, Root 9, Lawrence 41, Stokes 19, Bairstow 29, and Folks and Wokes were unbeaten with 11 and 9 respectively. 185 for 6. There was a wicket for Roach, 2 for Pamol and Seals, and 1 for Joseph. The other bowlers used Brathwaite bowled an over. Of his off breaks, Jason Holder bowled 11 overs and 5 balls, none for 40. And England's lead is 281. And lunch is now going to be taken, and for sure, I like the way I say for sure, one imagines that Joe Root will declare, and England will have two sessions to see what happens, really, to cause a bit of chaos, if nothing else.
Yeah, it's an opportunity again for the young guys. Like we've said previously, there's two guys in debut in Fisher and Mahmood. They'll be raring to go and have another opportunity with the ball. Jack Leach will certainly get a bowl with all that rough outside the off stump, even though he has got through some work in this game so far, this 70 overs in the first innings. But they'll be buoyant with the opportunity a couple of early wickets can bring. West Indies will be in a defensive mindset for sure. I don't think they'll come out and look to take this total on, which could play into the England bowlers' hands with a little bit of variable bounce with that hard new ball. There could be an opportunity, but it's going to take some hard work, and that's just coming off the back of them being in the field for 190 overs.
Yep, you need to get the odd panic going if you're going to do it by back-to-back wickets. That's the thing that changes a dressing room mood perhaps more than anything else. Okay, Jade, terrific morning. Thank you for your input.
Exclusive international cricket live, the West Indies versus England on Talk Sport 2.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Exclusive international cricket live, the West Indies versus England on Talk Sport 2.
So England have declared, and the West Indies need 282 runs to win this contest. We have about 65 overs for them to try and take a bite at the cherry, but I do suspect that they won't be the ones trying to win this. It's going to be all England. For the West Indies to score 282, I think you need Kieran Pollard here, and probably a couple of others like Nicholas Puran. But with Bonan, someone like Craig Braffitt, it seems a bit impossible. Samuel Badri, declaration coming for England at 185 for 6 at the lunch break. The weather is pretty good. 65 overs, 282. What result do you fancy?
I think only two results are possible, to be quite honest. I don't see the West Indies chasing this total whatsoever. It would be a matter more of them resisting and surviving these remaining overs, or England getting the 10 wickets. Those are the two possibilities that exist at the moment. And that wicket of Craig Brathwaite will be so pivotal as we head towards the final two sessions on day 5 here in the second test match. If England can get him early, they will be in with a sniff. We've seen how he's batted in that first innings, how up the rate he is, how patient, how disciplined if they can get into that West Indian middle order early, they will have a really good chance.
So Wokes is going to start from the Joe Garner end now and bowls to Bradford, and Bradford gets a short ball in the air just over the head of the short leg fielder. But what a start. Whoa, England will feel quite spirited by that, because there seemed to be a bit of an awkward bounce. Here he comes again now and bowls to Campbell. Campbell is driving just to the left of the field at second slip. Could have been a catch had there been a third slip. He would have been gobbled up, but it's gone into the boundary for four. Zach Crawley dived his left, and even if he had spread up perhaps a bit more, I don't think he would have got that. He went through third slip area like a bullet from a gun, and Campbell gets a boundary.
It's just some late movement, late swing from Chris Wokes, inducing that drive from John Campbell outside edge and flew away down to the vacant third man region. But something's happening out in the middle. Heartening signs for England and their bowlers.
Here he comes again and bowls to Campbell. Campbell is looking to sweep. He's wrapped in the pan. He's low shot for LBW. That was a risky shot. On a scale of 1 to 10, for risk, that was 10 plus.
Yeah, this is the pressure immediately created by Jack Leach.
This one is well flighted in the air. They're appealing for catch at short leg. How is that, they're asking? Did that come off the bat? Did it touch the pad? Joe Root is going to review it. So there's a review for a catch at short leg. Campbell is the man under the pressure. Let's hear what Gregory Bradford, the third umpire, has to say about this. That's touched the glove.
Yeah, there's a spike as the ball is right next to the glove.
Yeah, that's going to be out. So the catch is a clean catch. There's a spike where the glove is concerned, and John Campbell is going to be given the red light, I'm afraid. The decision is changed, and Campbell is a goner. That was a very good review there from the captain, Joe Root. Campbell, who was playing a shorter ball, defended at that particular stage, and then he was up when he defended. Can you believe that?
Immediate success for Jack Leach in his first over. And I just said that he's the man who can change this game. Just a feather through from that gloves onto the pad, and just lobbed for a forward short leg. Alex Lee's comfortable catch. And you can see the reaction of the English. They're very chuffed with that. And why wouldn't they be?
Here is Jack Leach once again, and that one's a thick outside edge there. This skims away between slip and silly point and down to the boundary for four. I'm not writing off the possibility. I really am not. I mean, you know, stranger things have happened. Not very many and not very often. A few stranger things have happened over the course of 140 years of Test cricket. You know, teams have been bowled out in 20 overs, and we've still got 56 remaining after this one. Here is Saqib Mahmood. Edged and dropped, caught, dropped and caught. It's been knocked up at second slip by Zach Crawley, and Joe Root catches the upward rebound at first slip. Well, goodness gracious me. Saqib Mahmood finds the outside edge, and Zach Crawley's drop is caught by Joe Root. Credit, actually, Mark Butcher, to Crawley, who had the presence of mind to knock his own drop up into the air for Joe Root to catch. Well, well, well.
That was magnificent. England's slips are very, very close, as you'd expect on day five. They're trying to give themselves a chance. Brooks had a bit of a dip at a back of a length, wide delivery, back foot punch, tried to slap it through the offside, got a thick outside edge, and it flew at Zach Crawley, who's got terrific hands. He parried it the first time up in the air, and it went bounced sort of over his head and behind him. And as he turned round to his left, he managed to get a really good left paw on it and patted it back up in the air. He then looked to try and get the rebound, but by which time Joe Root had nipped round behind him and plucked it from just out of his reach, and that Joe Root will get the catch. A brilliant assist from Zach Crawley, excellent work from Mahmood, and England are on fire out there at the moment. That is one of those little moments in a game, little moments in an afternoon where you're looking to take 10 quick wickets that will give everybody a massive lift, because it could so easily have hit the deck and been disappointment all round.
Here comes Leach again from quite wide down the crease, charging down the pitch. Brathwaite and thumping it back past Jack Leach. Maybe the chase is on for the West Indian captain.
Well, well, well. didn't see him do that in 489 deliveries in the first innings. There is something going on here. I mean, you know, that is so encouraging for Jack Leach.
That's out. That's out. Don't worry about that. A great delivery from Saqib. Got it to bounce and nip, and Bonner has nicked it to Joe Root, who's got safe hands. Another big moment.
Would you believe it? Absolutely sensational. Saqib Mahmood is tearing in from the Joel Garner end. And again, it's a line ball, really. Back of a length. Bonner caught on the crease again, as we've talked about. Doesn't like coming forward, doesn't like getting his weight going towards the ball. Mahmood has pinned him to the crease once more. He hangs the bat at it. A nick that goes flying again very, very quickly, but right at perfect catchable height, around about sort of waist high to Joe Root, who pouches it as simply as you like. And England are absolutely flying here. 3 wickets in 12.1 overs. And at the moment, it's Saqib Mahmood who's the wrecking ball.
Here he comes with again. Balls to the captain, Craig Braffitt. And Braffitt is driving just to the right of the fielder there at the gully position, down to the boundary for 4. But that was pretty close, and it was not a very controlled shot at all by Craig Braffitt. He's got 4 for it, but very lucky on that occasion to end the over, with the West Indies chasing 282 to win, or 48 for 3 with Braffitt 29, Blackwood 1, and we have about 46 more overs left after this.
Oh, well, what has happened there? That ball's gone straight along the ground. He must have under-edged it, otherwise they'd have all been up. He was in front of all 3, and it hit him on the pad, and you thought, gone for all money, but no, he must have edged it, eh?
That was a certain bottom edge. We were just about to all go up in arms here in the comm box, and yes, an under edge onto the pad, otherwise that was gone for all money. But already something happening there from Dan Lawrence coming into the attack. Just a different sighter for the two right-handers who've looked fairly comfortable up until this point, but good to see him introduced. It's the end of the session there. 30 overs completed there, 3 for 65, run rate of 2.17. a decent session, but West Indies have stabilised things for everybody, after some excitement to begin with in the first few overs of that session. Brathwaite, the man still in, 32 off 87. Jermaine Blackwood, 14 off 57. The two men still at the crease. The bowlers, Wokesy's bowled 4 overs. Mahmood, the pick of the bowlers, with 2 for 12 from his 5. And Jack Leach has taken 1 for 30 from 11. Matthew Fisher with only 2 overs. Rooty with a couple. And Stokesy with 5 overs. No wickets.
Okay, 65 for 3. You're listening live and exclusively to coverage of West Indies against England on TalkSport 2.
Exclusive international cricket live. The West Indies versus England on TalkSport 2.
First delivery after tea. Saqib Mahmood is back into the attack, and that one is steered into the gully and fielded by Zach Crawley. Actually, while we're waiting for Mark Butcher to make his way up from the field of play to join us on the commentary, Jade Dernbach can tell us a little bit about playing cricket in America. Where was it? What was the standard like?
Yes, it was very good standard. There was quite a few overseas players. A lot of lads from the West Indies come over and played, and a few guys from Pakistan. It was a franchise-based competition, the US Open, just before Christmas. And that was played over in Florida, just outside of Miami, which there are worse places to spend a couple of weeks before Christmas, I must add. But the standard was brilliant. Great competition, well run.
Saqib in once again, punched off the back foot by Brathwaite through the offside. Chase on for Dan Lawrence, and he slides and picks up, throws it back. I love the name of the tournament. Not satisfied with having a US Open in tennis and golf, they decided to have a US Open in cricket as well.
They did indeed, and I must admit, when I found out that cricket was taken off and there was opportunities to go and see America or different parts of America and be able to play cricket and take the game of cricket somewhere like that, I jumped at the opportunity, and as I said, it was a very well-run competition, and there's plenty more to come from the American scene, that is for sure.
I'm shocked that Jade went to Florida on a free trip and didn't go to the Seattle competitions.
I don't mean this in any way facetiously, but did they pay quite well? I mean, you know, in terms of you were treated and everybody else, you know, you treated as proper
professionals and paid respectfully.
Yes.
Okay, not great money then.
No, but yes. I must say that it came with the option of, like I said, it was an opportunity to go to Miami, which I hadn't ever seen before, and I got to be able to put on the cricket boots, bowl a few slower balls and a couple of Yorkers, and get paid okay money.
Well, you know, if you could take your talent to South Beach, to quote the great LeBron James, why would you not do it? Any time on South Beach, Jade?
There was a couple of occasions we found ourselves down on South Beach. It was actually, we met up with Ramnaresh Sarwan, who was over there. As I was playing with Josh Cobb, and he knows him very well. And he took us out for dinner kindly, showed us around Miami, which he's very familiar with. So took us to a couple of nice places. But it was just great to be over that side of the world, and never thought you'd get the opportunity.
31 overs remain after this. I said, Butch, when there were about 40 overs to go, that I thought that the tension, the expectation would go out of the... goes a swing! Oh, terrible shot from Craig Brathwaite. What was he doing? Just a... It was a slog. Not even a slog sweep. It was just a hoik. Oh, where'd that come from?
Absolutely bizarre. What a bizarre stroke.
Here is Dan Lawrence. He's been very good. And that's an inside edge here. Indeterminate drive from Brathwaite and didn't really get to the pitch of it, and there was a gap between bat and pad, and that's come off the inside edge just past leg stump. Almost another wicket for Dan Lawrence. The two balls ago, Craig Brathwaite just broke a very special West Indian record, but if I'm reading that graphic rightly, is he just faced more balls than any other West Indian in a test match?
Yes.
More than Brian Lara during his 400.
So Brian Lara is on there three times, I think, on that list. And George Headley was on there twice. So he's gone past them all.
Wowee. 584 deliveries.
Not quite in the batting level of George Headley or Brian Lara, but certainly in the patience area.
Here's Dan Lawrence. And that one is a flashing drive from Jermaine Blackwood. It's going to race away for four behind square on the offside. But I don't know whether he was hitting that in the air deliberately, but, you know, it was very wide, and it was a slap drive. Maybe he did. Maybe he was chopping it upwards deliberately.
There's no fielder there, so it was a free hit.
Mm. Here's Lawrence once again, and it's half volley outside the off stump, and a lovely shot, genuinely super... drive through wide, long off, sort of cover drive from Jermaine Blackwood. I mean, a long half volley. Craig Brathwaite, by the way, is heading towards 600 deliveries in this test match. He's not far off now.
Come on, lads. Come here, lads.
He needs to face another 18 deliveries for 600. But he's over 720 for the series. Big appeal. Optimistic appeal. Very optimistic appeal, I think. Ben Folks jumping up and down with his arms waving around like an excited child when the jelly and custard arrive at the end of the party. But
terrible shout, to be fair. Yeah. Absolutely shocking. Nicknamed Dan Lawrence the Chingford Chowan after the Indian off spinner.
Who gave him that nickname?
Well, I did. I'd said the Chingford Chandrasekhar, but then, you know, Chandrasekhar was a leg spinner, so I had to find an off spinner beginning with a ch.
28 overs remain after. That's a beauty. That's out. Caught in the gully. Cracking bit of left arm spinning by Jack Leach. And a good sharp catch by a man on his knees in the gully.
Wow. Wow, wow. Just when you thought the whole thing had gone to sleep, Jack Leach arcs one in on that breeze, that northeasterly. It pitches perfectly. There's a big explosion of dust. It takes the outside edge of the prod forward of Jermaine Blackwood, and the ball lands perfectly in the hands of the man fielding on his knees, Johnny Bairstow, with the helmet on at second slip gully. He didn't have to move. It literally landed straight in his lap in that position. Had it gone right or left of him, I doubt he'd have been able to move fast enough to catch it. But he was perfectly positioned. He didn't panic, pouched it, and the door is ajar once again. Would you believe it?
This one is hit in the air, out to the extra cover area, and the catch is taken. Jason Holder gives his wicket, and the Windies are in serious trouble now. 93 for 5. Holder after batting so patiently for 24 balls, goes on the back foot and punches that delivery out to cover. What a catch taken as well there by Lawrence off of Leach for Duck.
Excellent catch from Dan Lawrence. That one just held a little bit in the surface. Jason Hooler was through the shot before the ball came. Has to go without scoring off 24 deliveries. And that sniff that they were talking about, well, the wicket comes. It's given them a sniff in this game. 93 for 5 now, the West Indies.
Here he comes, rocking from side to side in his approach. Reaches the crease, bangs it in short, and a terrific pull stroke. That really was class from Josh De Silva. He just stood up and hit it away in front of square, rolling his wrists on the ball. Really nice shot.
Yeah, great shot from Joshua De Silva there. Regardless of situation, you still got to remain positive. If you get yourself in too negative a mindset, you can miss out on an opportunity to score, even though the runs don't particularly matter here. They're still test runs at the end of the day, and Joshua De Silva was up to the challenge there. Short ball dispatched in front of square for 4.
118 for 5 is the score. That's beautifully played by Brathwaite, because it bounced and spun, and he waited and then just dropped the bat on it, and he got the most delicate of leg glances, goes for 4. So it goes to 122 for 5, and Brathwaite has gone to 50. 53 for Craig Brathwaite, and he's hardly acknowledging it.
Short and pulled away again, down to the backward square leg boundary. Will it get there? Yes, it does. Another boundary to De Silva. He goes now to 30 with 6 overs and 1 ball remaining. The hopes of perhaps a victory just kind of fading away.
Yeah, Barry just wants to go home, I think. No, I think we're all in the same boat, really. I think we're all in the same boat, but...
Rook bowls again down the leg side, turned into the onside, and there's the run, the over ends. And what will they do? Are they going to call it quits? Joe Root, I think, is saying yes. I think they're going to offer Craig Brathwaite an opportunity to call it quits. So yes, they have. Game over. Match drawn. Craig Brathwaite and Joe Root shake hands. The entire team shakes hands. That strong stench of a draw that we smelt since Friday has definitely turned out to be it. And this game, though, was a bit more than that. It was actually very competitive in the end, and England fought their way back. They played some competitive cricket. They made a game of it. And if anything, they should be congratulated for what I thought was a real good test match from them. And Craig Brathwaite's resolute batting no doubt will earn him man of the match. It's not every day that you score 200 in a match, with 160 in the first and then 56 in the second. This has been a tremendous knock, a tremendous captain's innings from Craig Brathwaite in both innings, and he certainly deserves every plaudit. So this game has ended in a draw. West Indies and England, after two tests, 0-0. We now go to Grenada, hoping that we can get something of a more competitive game there, because what we've seen in the first two tests, lots of questions about the pitches in Antigua and the pitch here in Barbados, and many people believe that it was not good enough for test cricket. That's conjecture. What's reality is that the target today was 282, and the Windies finish on 135 for 5. Craig Brathwaite finishes on beaten on 56. John Campbell was caught Lees bowl Leach for 10. Shamar Brooks was caught Root bowl Mahmood for 4. And Nkrumah Bonner was caught Root bowl Mahmood for 3. Jermaine Blackwood was caught Bairstow bowl Leach 27. Holder went for a duck, caught Lawrence bowl Leach. De Silva came on beaten on 30. Match drawn. Summarised scores again. England, a whopping 507 for 9 declared, and 185 for 6 declared. The West Indies, 411 and 135 for 5. Match drawn.
Slightly peculiar having Butch back in the summariser's seat. It feels like meeting one of your old school teachers in the supermarket after you've left, and you don't know whether to call him sir or not.
Morning, man. No, Butch will do.
Slog sweep from Alex Lees. He tried it in the first over and he's holed out to deep mid-wicket.
Here's Pamall again, and now Root goes to sweep, gets a top edge, and he's out. Caught at mid-wicket, and now he goes on the hook. Has he got enough of it? Oh, what a good catch that is.
That's the end of Zach Crawley. Very good innings from him.
Stokes is hitting this over cover. That's gone into the boundary like a bullet for 4. That's Ben Stokes at his best. Stokes comes across his stumps and swings his high, hard and handsome for six.
Oh, Dan Lawrence has heaved this one from Alzari Joseph straight over deep mid-wicket for six.
Roach in again, and this time Stokes is driving straight to Craig Brathen at cover, and he's out caught. Joseph now with new over and balls. This one is flicked away. That's a beautiful shot.
Six off the first ball, pressure on the bowler.
Here he comes again and bowls, and Bierstra hits it straight down the ground. Bang! Six more. And Bierstra is driving in the air. Chance for catch taken by Kemar Roach.
Natural rubber latex confused me as well. I thought that was for something else, but...
Oh, easy target, really.
So England have declared, and the West Indies need 282 runs to win this contest. Here he comes again now and bowls to... Campbell is driving just to the left of the field at second slip.
Something's happening out in the middle. Heartening signs for England and their bowlers.
This one is well flighted in the air. They're appealing for catch at short leg. How is that, they're asking? Did that come off the bat? Joe Root is going to review it. That's touched the glove.
Yeah, there's a spike as the ball is right next to the glove.
Yeah, decision has changed and Campbell is a goner.
I'm not writing off the possibility. Really, I'm not. I mean, you know, stranger things have happened. Teams have been bowled out in 20 overs. And we've still got 56 remaining. After this one, here is Saki Mahmood.
Edged and dropped, caught, dropped and caught. And Joe Root catches the upward rebound. Well, well, well.
That was magnificent.
That's out, that's out. Don't worry about that. A great delivery from Saki. Got it to bounce and nip, and Bonner has nicked it to Joe Root, who's got safe hands. Another big moment.
Two balls ago, Craig Brathwaite just broke a very special West Indian record, if I'm reading that graphic rightly. Has he just faced more balls than any other West Indian in a Test match?
Nicknamed Dan Lawrence the Chingford Chowan after the Indian off-spinner.
28 overs remain after. That's a beauty, that's out, caught in the gully. Cracking bit of left arm spinning by Jack Leach.
And the door is ajar once again, would you believe it?
This one is hit in the air, out to the extra cover area, and the catch is taken. Jason Holder gives his wicket, and the Windies are in serious trouble now. 93 for 5, game over. Match drawn, Craig Brathwaite and Joe Root shake hands. The entire team shakes hands. That strong stench of a draw that we smelt since Friday has definitely turned out to be it.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.